What is this idiot doing?
KFMC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. Jerry.
We had way too much fun at that break.
Yeah, we did. Jerry's still on
my
probation.
My absolute new favorite thing in the world is Joel's Jim Adler impression. Oh, and you don't even get the full effect of it. It's pointless to do it because you have to see it.
Especially with my glasses on.
It is amazing. God, it's just beautiful. But I don't want to ruin it with just the audio. It's one of those things.
You're never going to see the video. I can tell you that.
It's just trust me on this. It's my new favorite thing. So good.
You're gonna do it on the party bus.
Do it. You stall. I bet you we could get you drunk and you'd do it.
Why? I'm Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer, and I get results.
It sounds just like you when he does it, though. God, it's so funny. All right, I digress. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Let's go to White Magic's call. He's been holding for a while. He wants to talk about Jerry's call.
Yeah. Hey. Do you guys listen to Stern?
I'm not a big Stern fan.
My
I respect
wife does.
The hell out of him, but I am not a huge Stern fan. No.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's this caller on the Stern Show. His name is Bobo, and he's a terrible caller. He calls in all the time, and sometimes Stern just, like, kicks him off the show. That needs to be Jerry. His calls are terrible. Can we have a Jerry-free summer? Like, no Jerry all summer? He's terrible.
Jerry
I haven't
Bobo.
Heard a good call yet. His jokes are worse than OU Mike's. At least OU Mike, he's hit or miss. Sometimes he'll hit, sometimes he'll miss. Jerry, he couldn't throw a baseball in the ocean. It's terrible.
Oh my God! I got to.
Wow. I'll hang up and listen.
Why, Matt? He's just on a cold streak. That's all.
This caller on caller violence, man.
Oof. I think it's great. I think
it's rough
be
out
great.
In these calling streets,
Slapfest
man.
Slapfest 2018.
No kidding. Oh my gosh! Shots fired for sure.
I think
now there's going to be this rivalry between White Magic and Jerry.
I'm just watching the
and you know
board.
What? I like it.
I'm just watching the phone board. Like Jerry's going to try and call back.
Sorry, but you only get one call a day, Jerry. Sorry, bud.
They'd have to call at the same time.
You'll have to defend your honor
we'll
tomorrow.
Have intern Trey be the judge.
I think Jerry was driving
He'll be the
road
parole officer.
Hi-oh!
Didn't we have? We should do like a roast battle.
Yeah, intern Trey is the PO. If you violate, he'll let you know.
Yeah. Oh, now you're rhyming.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I didn't mean to rhyme. That's Joel's job.
It is. when I'm not old. sorry, guys. That. I meant to tell you that wasn't allowed. But okay.
Oh,
Trey
my gosh.
P.O., come on.
It'd be hilarious.
Blake Adams said, do I have any shows coming up at the Joke Joint off of Scarsdale? Yeah, July 20th and 21st. So I don't perform in Houston that much. July 20th and 21st is my next one.
Okay.
Got that. Where did it go? Yeah, a lot of people are giving you feedback about the calories and alcohol.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's not good for you because they're basically calling you a dumbass.
Yeah, I thought for sure with liquor, it'd be at least you're minimizing it a little
so
bit.
So your friendly neighborhood beer salesman adds the following to the conversation. Someone needs to teach Nick how much sugar there is in whiskey and bourbon because most of them are made from corn. There are fewer carbs in alcohol compared to beer. That's why people say to avoid beer when dieting. So it's not the it's not the calories. It's the carbs in beer, but whiskey is all sugar based, all corn based. So pick your poison, basically.
Okay.
So in other words,
isn't vodka?
In other words,
because of
that? If you're trying to lose weight, stop drinking. If you don't care, don't worry about it. But you're not going to not gain weight or have. And plus, it's liquid calories, so there's no nourishment, there's no nutrition. If you drink five beers, you just had 500 empty calories. There's no actual value in those calories, but they still count.
And then when you come up empty at the bar and you're hungry on the way home and you pick up another 1,500, now it's like a feast.
That's true, too. That's part of the problem is when I get drunk, I like to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm really concerned right now.
Hit the drive-thru on the way home. Ice cream.
Well, we had a conversation the other day about you and I both got drunk on the same night and had Whataburger in different cities.
Oh, yeah.
And talked about how good it was.
I was so hammered, too.
Oh, me too.
And then you go to sleep right after eating all those calories. That's the worst, too, because then you go to sleep right after eating the calories and they just sit.
Yeah. Did you just say, I don't think the guy understood my order?
I don't think so. I think he just gave me whatever.
Let me
just
get,
to shut me up.
Let me get 2 turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree.
I asked for like a Whopper or something. He's like, dude, it's not even sold here.
Let me get a Whopper, 6 McNuggets.
My boy Dave was the best man at my wedding. We were in Portland, and I told you the nights that we used to see Tonya Harding all drunk out at the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we used to hit, there was a Taco Bell right around from the spot we went to, and Dave's Hawaiian. And Dave would get into it because the person would say, I'm sorry, what do you want? And he'd go, I want fifth off shelf tacos. And she's like, I'm sorry, sir, what? And he'd get so mad and he starts screaming at that board. And they'd be going, we're like, Dave, she gets it, man. Just stop it. He's like, no, F that. I'm going to do fifth off shelf tacos. We're like, if you're not careful, she's going to thiff right in your taco. Just stop saying it like that.
That's the best part. And I'm with you on this, Joel. It's so great to get drunk with a bunch of friends and be drunk and hang out and party. It's the worst when you're the only sober guy. Because having to deal with people like that. Yeah. Like if you're even tipsy, not hammered. But even if you're tipsy and you're with a dude that's like, sick, stop, like you're having a good time. But when you're stone cold sober, you're just like, I want to go home. This sucks so bad.
Yeah, back then I was drinking. So then.
Oh,
yeah.
You were good? Okay.
Yeah, so I was good there. But
White Magic also wanted to know, what happens if Kurt Lowe buys the ticket for the party bus? Well, it's canceled at that point. Just tell you right now, he will be issued
Barry
a
and
refund.
Barry and Kurt Lowe are going to make up. They're going to be friends over again. Makeup.
Makeup.
The back of the bus, the 3 seats.
Makeup. Yeah, no. I mean, I don't
hook up whatever you choose.
This is just like with somebody else that's mad at me. I'm not upset. I have no problem. If you don't like me, that's on you. Because I've proven that I can forgive and forget. Have I not?
Mike
offended me so bad. Friend of the show. Steeler fan Juan tried to talk about my wife.
Yep.
Still friend of the show. So I've proven I can forgive and forget. So
I haven't.
Kurt Lowe and others. It's whatever. I mean, there's no skin off my back. Titan Hugo said, how do we sign up for the bus? Email I had to think about it. bus@espn975.com.
Yeah, just Michelle. Shoot an email. So she said, shoot an email to Michelle, but address it to bus@espn975.com.
Just say, hey, I want in. How do I get on this party bus? And there's only so many seats, so you better.
And no queue, you cannot do a payment plan.
Yeah. Hey, can I put this on layaway?
Yeah, no.
For SunFest 2019? No, Q. You're broke ass. You come up with the $30.
So this is how I can prove to you Lisa listens to our show.
Okay.
Because normally, if she didn't, she would assume it's only all sports. And she always tells everybody at work, if you guys have sports questions or sports related stuff, you should listen to my husband's show. BS, right? So at 6 a.m. this morning, I got this sent to me. This is a story. Out of South Carolina, West Ashley, South Carolina, the signs of a graduation party are still left around the house of the Kaczynski family. Jacob graduated Saturday with the highest honors from a Christian-based homeschooled program, so his mom ordered a cake. He didn't know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. Something's wrong with this kid anyway. So we're all standing there waiting to see it, and when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us. She explained how she ordered the 3/4-inch sheet cake online through the grocery store chain Publix.
Mm-hmm.
When she requested the bakery include Jacob's honor, she was alerted that profane or special characters weren't allowed. She clarified her request with special instructions, didn't think she had a problem. The website censored her, and this is a website you can refer to for the Latin term for summa cum laude, which means highest honors.
Summa cum laude?
Right. So Kara said when her husband picked up the cake from Publix, and they give the address, it was replaced. The Latin word was replaced with hyphens. The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family like what that meant. So it said summa and Laude, and in the middle there were three just dots.
So they took out cum.
Yes.
C-U-M.
Yes.
So their mind was in the gutter, as was Lisa's for suggesting that this would be
on our article show.
That would fit perfectly, which, by the way, hat tip to Lisa, because it does.
It fits,
fits perfectly,
right?
With our show. Absolutely.
The Kaczynski said the manager for Publix apologized and offered a refund. For now, they're eating the leftover dessert. Looking forward to Jacob's freshman year at Wingate University. It's fine for us to be compensated for the cake, she said. We're just happy that our son graduated school and has a bright future.
At least they didn't put summa cum loudly.
That's what I, yeah.
Right?
Well,
that would have been bad, too.
Yep.
I had to be careful how I said that.
That's the cake you're serving on the other bus.
That's right.
On the bang
bus. On the bang bus. Yeah, that's correct.
Bus. Yep. Yeah. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. Knee deep in the final hour of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I just got the email with my weekly bill from Infuse. It's fantastic. Every week, they'll give you your usage, your bill, and how it compares to last year at the same time, and how you go from month to month in terms of your energy usage. It's all part of the way they do business. Check them out, because they really take care of people at Infuse Energy. It starts by being a locally owned and operated company by Josh Pesikoff and his staff. The other thing is, you're not going to get an automated system. You're going to get human beings that actually ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to identify when do you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best energy plan and rate for you, your business, or your family and your house. It's great. Just infuseenergy.com, or like to speak to a human being, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the bat, you mention us at ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and then it goes from there, because they don't want to screw you over. There's going to be times where they can tell you there's another company that has a better rate, and they're going to steer you that direction because they want to be 100% honest. They want to make sure that if even if it means losing your business now, you may come back later, because you know, like a trusted friend, you can expect honesty and you can trust them without exception. They're not going to confuse, deceive, obscure, or trick you in any way. They're going to make sure that they're honest, and they're going to talk to you and communicate with you and tell you, like, hey, your plan's about to expire, so make sure you renew, because other companies just like you to have an expired plan so they can charge you whatever rate they want and continue to charge you until you figure it out. No, they talk to you throughout the process, because it's a company that has your back. It's affordable, hassle-free energy. It's Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
My summer, my sweet summer is gone.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. About 17 minutes into the final 60 minutes. It's Barry, Nick, Joel. It's The Usual Suspect. It's ESPN 97.5. Having a good time today. If you missed any of it, go back to Podcast Arena.
Yeah, we
Check
know
out
you,
the podcast or ESPN975.com.
My bad. We know you missed the first hour, but it was worth it. It was a lot of fun. I talked about getting laser hair removal, and then Joel and Nick just crapped on the whole thing. So good times.
I'm just
had
worried
by
about
all.
You, sir. That's all.
You know, you guys pretty much made fun of me for two segments, and it was worth it. It was funny. So you guys missed a good first hour. So go back and listen,
Caitlin.
see,
just saying.
Yeah, they wanted to. They said no. Just go back and listen. I'm not even gonna. I don't want to bring it up. Jerks. Somebody wanted to know, as all the idiot listeners, are we going to have a special smaller bus for the idiot listeners?
Short bus?
Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe so. All right. Let's talk sports.
So we get...
Rockets?
Rockets-Warriors tonight, game four.
Okay.
If you didn't hear this...
I didn't. I didn't know they were playing.
Paul Pierce had a little something to say about the fact that we know what happened with James Harden a year ago. We know he hasn't exactly been the MVP in the postseason. And Paul Pierce had this to say this morning, or I believe last night with Michelle Beadle, on his comments on James Harden in Game 4.
This Game 4 can be a defining moment for James Harden right here. We remember in Game 6 last year versus the Spurs where he stunk up the gym. They get eliminated. Spurs didn't have Kawhi. This can be a career-turning game for James Harden.
Was that a positive or a negative?
Well, first of all,
it's a negative.
Was
for
he
sure.
pooping when he did the interview? Why did it sound?
Yeah, I couldn't find a better quality. That was on me. But
it sounded like he was in the bathroom taking a poop. Anyways, Michelle,
It was definitely negative. On Pierce's part.
I agree. It was definitely negative. I feel like, you know how, well, what series was it when they were motivating? Was it the Utah series?
Minnesota
series, when Shaq was basically telling Cat, like, hey, you have to be more aggressive, you have to do this and that. And then he came out and did it. Is that kind of what this is? Is he just trying to motivate James Harden? Because during that Timberwolves series, you had Shaq, you had Barkley, basically imploring Karl Anthony Towns to play better and telling him how to do it over the air. So some of it, I think,
they were hypercritical of Karl Anthony.
They were. And again, you know, kind of like what we talked about an hour or two. You know that if you're going to be an athlete, you're going to open yourself up to that, because that's people's jobs, is to analyze how you performed and give an opinion about that. And so I think he's being negative, but I think in a way, too, he's just kicking facts. I mean, it's the truth.
I don't think he's trying to motivate him, but I do think he believes in what I believe in the criticism. Like, he believes, like, he truly believes what he said. But I do disagree with him. I mean, if he has another series where he just absolutely quits, kind of like he mentioned last year with the San Antonio Spurs, I see a lot of criticism coming. But at the end of the day, I don't think you can
series or just the game.
Well, it was the series, but that one last game. But my point is, at the end of the day, you cannot argue against numbers. I don't think this is going to be career turning just yet for James Harden. I just think it's a little premature. That's all I'm saying.
It depends on how you define a career, too, because regular season, he's the MVP. Hands down, that's a regular season award. He won that award. He's been in the top two of that award three of the last 4 years.
Yep.
That's a done deal.
Yep.
But his postseason legacy, and we continue to go back to this, and I tell you, you know, I say over and over again, you can build a reputation in the regular season, but your legacy is created by what you do in the postseason. And you look at his, even in this series, I mean, even in this playoff run, okay? His biggest games have been in game ones. His 41-plus, he's 40-plus in two game ones. As the series gets deeper, as the team goes deeper into the playoffs, you got to continue to maintain it. Look at LeBron James. Look at the run he's been on. LeBron James is shouldering the entire load, and yet his numbers are consistent. If you don't want to be any more, give him any more accolades, but they continue to be stronger and stronger. Dude puts it together and continues to maintain it. This is
so
you're
okay with the career turning label? Because I'm not.
I think career is too severe.
Career turning, the way I interpret it is, all right, now he's beginning the decline. No.
Okay, but let me ask you this. And seriously, think about it this way, to the point that he was making. Because if this doesn't work, okay, if they go down in flames again, now you're talking about twice that this team, that Daryl Morey and the Rockets front office has retooled around one person.
It's true.
Who has flamed out after both rosters have been remade to fit him. First, they went and got him a big man and tried to say that was how they could win. Then they didn't. They went out and got Chris Paul and a bunch of role players, defenders, so he didn't have to defend, and shooters so he could dish. And if that flames out again, what's next? Can you win with him if you've tried it twice and neither time did it work?
And it's a great point, but I will say this. Chris Paul never...
That's basically his career.
Right.
And I mean,
Chris
honestly.
Paul, and Chris Paul never made it to the Western Conference Finals. He's not in his prime right now, and now he's made the, you know, transition into the Houston Rockets and has actually made the Western Conference Finals. So, and he's not necessarily on the up and up on his career. You could argue that he's about to begin the decline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just don't think career turning, if you interpret it as it's taken a slight left and they're starting to consider perhaps another star. Yeah, but I don't think it's going to go
to a point
where it's like a decline.
What team, including the Rockets, are going to look at this after this fails and says, we can still win a championship and build around James Harden? That's what they've done twice now.
Maybe this is the team that's never going to be able to win a championship as long as you have James Harden at the helm.
Exactly.
And you start talking about a Houston Texans perspective and say, hey, you've got a guy that's going to get you divisional championships, that's going to win in the regular season, that's going to put you on the map and keep you there in terms of consistently winning a certain amount of games. But when it comes down to it, in the postseason, when it means the most, when you got to step up the biggest and perform at your best, I don't know what I can do for you.
Here's the deal though. If that's the point, like if he completely chokes, and I think a 4-1 loss or a sweep would have been constituted as a really bad look for James Harden. If he chokes, you really think they're gonna make someone else the guy? No. Why? Because of the business aspect. They've committed too much to him. You have to build around James Harden. I don't disagree with either one of you. I'm just saying, with the money committed, You have to build around James Harden.
Right. But so the only thing to do now is to go out and get someone better than James Harden. Because then what he's proven is whether you've got him another superstar and a big man or another superstar and a pass first, score second point guard, one of the best point guards that's ever played the game. You went out and got him to be a facilitator and distributor, take some of the load off in that regard. And in scoring, what's next? You know what? It's one name or two names. Kevin Durant, LeBron James. That's the only way at this point to me, if you've rebuilt twice, that he's going to have a chance to win a championship.
I think PG-13 is a viable
option. Another name out there?
Who?
Oh, you're talking Kawhi? About... Yeah.
Yeah. But again, you've got to go out and get... There's only so many guys in the NBA that are better than James Harden that could make this work.
Kawhi and Paul George are two guys that if they were serious about coming to Houston, you could make that work and still make James Harden the man. Is that safe enough to say? You could still... No. I'm sure... No? With Paul George? Paul George just came off a team with Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook.
But he did that for 1 year.
And you think Paul George wants to come play with another ball hog?
Yeah, he did that
He's
for
leaving
1 year.
One ball hog to go to another one, essentially.
James Harden is a ball hog? I wouldn't... He does a lot of ISO. Oh, is he a ball hog?
Oh, boy, is he a ball hog.
He reigns... Okay. I mean, look... If Chris Paul's willing to come over and work with someone like James Harden, I don't see why Paul George or Kawhi Leonard wouldn't unless they don't want to come to Houston.
This goes to our overall that we talked about a while back when we weren't even close to being this knee deep into all of
this. It's a very valid point, Nick. It really is.
And that is, what do you constitute a successful season for this franchise? And how far do they have to go and what do they have to do? And we said they got to go deep. They got to have a long, hard-fought series against Golden State, even if they lose. And so now you're starting to get the what-ifs with a more reality-based factor in it, which is we're facing a situation now where they could get bounced pretty quickly and not have that hard-fought series we were looking for.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then you also have to, it behooves you to ask the question, too, who's the biggest free agent on this team at the end of the year?
On this team?
Yeah. It's Chris Paul.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know that he sticks around if this doesn't
work. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think they would have to make a move. If they lose this series, you mentioned a player better than Harden. It can't be Kevin Durant, especially if they win the championship.
KD's
the
not
war.
Going anywhere.
LeBron, that's a remote chance. There's a chance, but it's a remote
Barry's
chance.
But to Barry's point, and the reason why actually it's worth mentioning is we've said time and time again, if Rockets fans want to see LeBron James in Houston, Texas, get ready to gut your entire team. Well, that's where you go. There, you press the reset button again.
Before. I just don't know if the numbers are going to work. That's what makes it difficult.
Plus, you got to get teams that want to participate and they want to get into a trade situation with you. Sure, there are going to be teams that want to take Harden, but what you get back is going to be pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But career turning, I guess if there's a shift, look. At the end of the day, if the Rockets lose this series, and it's, as long as it's not a sweep, which it won't be. If 4-1 still looks bad, if it's 6, it's a better. At least you can attract other players to come to Houston. Look, we got to the Western Conference Finals with this team. You can at least be a little bit more attractive for the next year. And remember, this is the first year Chris Paul has been on this squad. Nick. This is the first year a lot of these players have been on this squad.
I understand. But here's the thing. Do you think that Chris Paul, Capella...
I think Chris Paul's going to be more agreeable than you think.
Listen,
I really do.
But okay,
I really do.
Think back to that incident on the sidelines when he slapped his hand. Okay, those things build over time, and Chris Paul's enough of the consummate professional that he's not going to come out and air the dirty laundry. But behind closed doors, he's going to talk to PG. Players talk. And I get the feeling, and this is just a feeling from observing and watching games, when you watch the way James Harden pouts, screams at other players, he's never wrong. It's everybody else's fault. No one else was in the right position. If there's a defensive lapse and it was his guy, he's throwing his hands up and pointing at other people. That wears on other players. I promise you that.
I would be
willing to bet you that a lot of those guys, if they were to go to a team like Cleveland and play with LeBron, or go to the
Chris
Warriors,
Paul's
or
best.
Hell, even if Chris Paul went, to OKC and played the point for Westbrook and PG, I bet you he would be a lot happier. Because the one thing Westbrook doesn't do, he may be a ball hog, but what you don't see him doing is the stuff that James Harden does that probably gets under his fellow teammates' skin.
You got to give more, to your point, Nick, there's a couple things real quick. One,
I feel like we're attacking Nick, and it's not that.
No, it's all good. But one thing you said about, because this team got to the Western Conference Finals, so did the James Harden and Dwight Howard team.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
And that wasn't the start of something beautiful.
Well, the reason why I said the Chris Paul, he made it to the Western Conference Finals for the first time.
Yeah.
And he did it, and he never lost his reputation. People still regard him as one of the best point guards ever. This guy, he came to a team, and people respected the hell out of him, and he's never been to the Western Conference Finals. That's the reason why I'm looking at Pierce's comments, and I'm like, really?
But that's
like,
a knock.
What does he mean exactly? Here's the thing, though.
That was a knock that he couldn't get rid of. He couldn't strip that moniker until he finally got there. That's just getting to a Western Conference Finals. That's a lot easier to achieve than erasing your history as a playoff performer in this league.
Yeah.
So we can continue. We see Leonard. We see Jesse. We'll get to you guys after the break. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Greater Texan Health. A lot of you guys, you hear the commercials, you've seen the ads, you're trying to do something because you're suffering from ED, and the pills just don't seem to be working for you. Well, the people at Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, help you end your ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. That's right, free. You get a free exam, you get free testing, doesn't cost you anything. And by the way, if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So what have you got to lose? I can tell you what you got to lose, ED. All you have to do is call them, set up your appointment. They're state-of-the-art clinic is conveniently located on South Main, right over by NRG Stadium. Get there from Pearland, get there from the suburbs, get there from downtown to midtown very, very quickly. They'll get you in, they'll get you out, they'll get you tested. Call today, set up an appointment, 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915, or check them out online, greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
Dedicated to all the DJs and dance crews all around the world.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents. It feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing. Who get them crazy going? Orangutan.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. Had a good spirited discussion about number 13, the beard, James Harden. I was shocked that Granato was so vocal this morning. Because you know they call him Thundersticks Lance now.
Why?
Because he's a red rowdy.
Oh.
Because he's so bought into the Rocket.
Somebody asked why you're yelling.
I'm not yelling.
Joel. Oh, Joel.
No, yeah. At one point, I don't remember what it was, you were getting spirited, but I didn't think you were yelling.
I'm not yelling.
Not in the last
segment. No. Not at all.
Who's the Adler coming out?
We did get a text. How is the ball hog bleep still relevant when Harden was leading the league in assists? Because I think Harden is, he's still going to get his shots up no matter what. And when you talk about ISO ball and you talk about a guy that stands at the top of the key, especially in the playoffs, at the end of the day, he's getting assists. So did Russell Westbrook. Do you think Russell Westbrook isn't a ball hog?
Wussle?
I know. That's really hard for me to say. I mean,
can I
assist doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't looking to score first on your own.
I would actually argue, and this is why this is such a good debate, because we disagree here.
Yeah.
I would argue that teammates are more annoyed by the direction that they're getting from Chris Paul and James Harden than them holding on the ball too long.
Well, that was here's just one. That was just one thing. I'm not saying that's the only thing.
Credit to Chris Paul for the fact that he has been so vocal in the past as a coach on the floor, and that has been the knock on him, how critical he's been to other players because he's so coach on the floor,
yeah.
I'm right, you're wrong, that he's taken a back seat to James. So credit to Chris Paul for that. But when you look at it, and let me just see 2 cents here, but break this down for you in a basketball terminology. The reason why he's going to win the MVP, the reason why whoever that was, a texter or caller, that said about the assist is because when ISO ball works in Mike D'Antoni's system, the guy that's isolating with the ball is not the scorer. He's facilitating to get the ball to guys that, therefore, he's getting teammates involved. They're all engaged in the action. There's no standing around. Everybody's enjoying the process. What's happened here in the two losses to Golden State, and we've seen come and go from the time to time during this playoffs, is when they start doing ISO ball the wrong way, the shot clock goes below five. the isolator has the ball and has to shoot it and has to take a bad shot. The other guys are standing around. They feel like they're not a part of the offense. Therefore, they're not playing as hard on defense, and the team as a whole suffers, which is what you've seen.
And not only that, don't look at strictly numbers, because James Harden piled up a ton of assists playing the pick and roll. But guess who has the ball in his hands and the choice to shoot or not in the pick and roll? James Harden. Clint Capella has no say in that. So I'm not denying the fact that he's not a good distributor of the ball and a good passer, because he is a great passer. But I think
unbelievable vision.
He is deciding when he wants to go for his or not. LeBron does that, but you don't get the feeling that it's about LeBron when he does that. Sometimes it's the opposite, right? Like in the past we talked about the fact that LeBron was too quick to get rid of the ball and not take the burden on himself late in the game. And I think that's the difference.
Early
How many times, and maybe not, but how many times have you watched a Rockets game, Nick, at the end of the game, and you just see Harden standing at the top of the key, nobody moving, and you're thinking to yourself, somebody do something, even in the regular season.
Why are we forgetting the other end of the floor?
And it's because it all revolved around James.
Why are we forgetting the other end of the floor? During the regular season, you had a healthy Luka Mbamute who was helping you to be one of the top defensive teams in the league. So no one was talking about it. But the thing that NBA analysts that are experts that have played the game are continually telling you is exactly what Barry talks about on a continuous basis. He quits. If he doesn't get the call, he quits. If he gets hit to the floor, he quits. You see Steph Curry, he gets knocked down. He gets up, he runs his ass back on defense. These are the things that didn't rear their head when things were going great and it was all sunshine and roses while they were winning 65 games. These are the things that come out with the postseason when it gets a little tighter, gets a little tougher.
So let's get some of these calls. Yeah.
Let's go to Jesse first. You've been waiting a while. Jesse, what's up?
Jesse.
Go, Jesse. Hello? Go, you're on, man. Let's
you got
go.
Me?
Yep.
Go, you're up.
It's Justin, not Jesse. I just had a thought and a question. Big fan of the show, by the way. Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, to judge Harden, I think, based on this series, I think is a little unfair. I mean, to say that he's it's going to be kind of like a wash up, what have you. Because there's a lot of players in the league like Nash, Malone, players like that that have not gotten over the hump and gotten it all done that we still love. I mean, and the question would be like debatable that the Rockets as an organization have two championships because Jordan wanted to go play baseball. If he didn't, and the Rockets, didn't end up winning those championships, are we not still in love with Hakeem, and is he not a god in this city?
No, look, I think part of the problem is the way you interpret career. Like, he's saying like he's going to be like a shell of himself, basically. That's not necessarily what Pierce was saying. He said career turning. So you can interpret it like I might interpret it as the beginning of a decline, which I don't think. Or it just might be a slight adjustment, a slight turn to where he's not necessarily the man.
He's still going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's not going to be a shell of himself next year. He's
going to, if he continues to go like he's going, he'll end up in the Hall of Fame. He's still, in most people's minds, one of the greatest isolation scorers in the game's history.
But again, and I agree with all that, he's still going to get his. Here's the difference about career turning and career changing is that right now you're considered a piece to build around. If this doesn't work, then you're just going to be a really good scorer. Because then
I think the other way to look at it is
being considered. You listen to what we had Charles Barkley on this show, and he put him up there with Jordan and Kobe in terms of being able to iso and score.
But what I'm saying
is, that narrative changes. That's what I think the career changing is. Because part of what made those two guys as good as at doing what they did is when they did it.
But if you're a GM and you see Daryl Morey, or if you're Daryl Morey and you see you've built around him twice now and it's failed, where do you go from here?
You go and get that superstar team that the Golden State Warriors
have. Who wants
to
play with him? You think LeBron wants to play with James Harden?
Oh, I still think there are guys that want to play with him.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would disagree. I would disagree, but I might be wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell you what. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're trying to do a lot of stuff for you guys. But the fantastic thing is we're playing this thing called the Name Game lately. The Name Game is a fantastic game where all you got to do is listen like you guys do from start to finish, from the bench all the way through the blitz, and you got a chance to win. When you hear your first name called, then you call into the show. If you're the first caller with that name, you win a prize. The bench gave away today's prize to Freddie since he was the first caller. He got today's winning prize. And there's lots of great prizes. Today, a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stag has what you need. But listen every single day, and every day a different show is going to give it away. It's the name game right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, and hey, listen, D-Time Skip and Brian, we see you. We're going to get to your calls, I promise you, right after the break. But I got some stuff I need to tell you about, and it's specifically where to get some good-ass food this week. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, man. D-Time Skip, Brian, on hold. If you guys haven't been out to Cowboys and Indians, what are you doing with yourself, man? Get out there. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown. The food is ridiculous. I've been talking about Cowboys and Indians for over a year now, and I have yet to have a listener go out there and then get back to me via private message on Twitter, Instagram. Doesn't matter. They all get back to me and say the same thing. You were right. The food was amazing. I'm telling you it is. You're going to love it. What I love about Cowboys and Indians is it's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So you can get chicken fried steak. You can get burgers, or you can get chicken curry. You can get lamb vindaloo. All of it there, all of it delicious, all made when you order it. The meat is locally sourced when available. The recipes, the Indian food recipes have been passed down over the generations in Haas's family and then perfected right there in the kitchen. And one of our show favorites, quesadillas, the non-quesadillas, you can get those for 20% off if you mention ESPN 97.5. You got to start with that and then get you a Himalayan heat burger. Top it off with some red velvet cake. Thank me later. You're going to love all that, I promise you. They have a full service bar so you can watch games. And if you don't want to leave the house but you still want to get your grub on, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians to your door. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final hour of the show. Final segment of the show in the final hour before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung and the Blitz. They'll take you home until 7. All you got to do is keep it right where you have it. Guys, we see you on hold. Brian, Skip, D-Time. Here's what we got to do. We got to go kind of quick because we want to make sure you get in, but we're getting short on time. So we're going to try and make these quick, keep going. And, of course, this may carry over to tomorrow based on what happens tonight. So with that being said, Barry, D-Time, I believe, has been waiting the longest.
Yep.
D-Time, what's up?
Hey, yeah, man. I just want to ask this question. Is it possible that James is playing the wrong role? Is he your significant role player? I heard you guys talking earlier, was talking about maybe if we brought in a LeBron James or Kevin Durant. We know that LeBron can put a team on his back and win a championship. As last year, LeBron had Kyrie Irving, and he wins. And my point is, if we had taken Jordan off of the team, could Scottie Pittman have taken the Chicago Bulls to the championship? He was that significant role player. Is James in the wrong position? I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Thanks, D-Time. Appreciate it, man.
That was my exact point about it being career-changing, because I thought that's kind of what the discussion was, is, yeah, that's what I'm saying is they've built around him twice as the focal point. At this point, now he becomes the first key role player, a la somebody not named LeBron James on LeBron James's team. I mean, that was my point.
Here's my point.
You can still build a championship team, and he can be a part of it, but not the centerpiece. You've got to go out and get somebody better now.
I don't think you can.
Well, but that was my point. You got to go get LeBron, Kawhi, or KD.
Everybody keeps talking about LeBron. Here's my thing. Do you think James is going to be happy playing even 1A and 1B with LeBron James? And realizing because of the fact that, like the caller said, he's won championships, he's the greatest, one of the greatest of all times, he's the greatest on the planet right now, do you think James is going to want to step back and take a side note for that?
Yeah, let's keep rolling with the calls.
I'm the crazy guy that thinks that I would rather have PG-13 because I would want to see if the PG-13 and this crew could actually beat a LeBron team. I think it'd be interesting to watch and see.
Let's get Skip's call in. We got to keep moving. So, Skip, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe, you are yelling. I don't know why. But anyway, I don't have a high basketball IQ, but I do understand the game. And what we did in game one is definitely not what we did in game two. So I can understand why we went back to the stuff that we were doing in game one and game three. Am I missing something?
No, we talked about it. The recipe for success is definitely game two, but it's not what the national media that's only seen this team play 10 times thinks. It's run the same system, but play faster. Get shots earlier in the shot clock. Push the tempo. Put the Warriors on their heels a few times instead of the Warriors being able to predict exactly what's going to happen because you take it deep into the shot clock and the same guy with the ball is going to have to shoot it.
All right, one more call. Brian, you're up, dude. What's up?
Guys, what's going on? I love the show.
Thanks, man.
Just a quick point about the Rockets. Obviously, I think that some of this stuff gets a little overblown, just because of the historic greatness of the Warriors, right?
True.
I mean, they're a reason for you to blow up your team. I mean, if you look at it to a lesser degree, that's kind of what's going on in the East with LeBron, right? I mean, Toronto can't get past them, so Dwayne Casey's got to go. DeRozan and Lowry are bums, right? I just think that, it's going to be difficult to put a collection of talent together that works as well as the Warriors do together to beat them. It's just, I feel like some of this is, I'm sad to say that I think this, we're just going to have to wait this dynasty out to some degree. Either someone's going to have to, leave the team. They're going to have to lose one of their big four, and all that. So I just, again, I think Harden's a great player, right? I just don't think that, I don't think there's any shame in losing to this team. And I just wanted to get y'all's take on that real quick.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Listen, to me, I think that we've been sold a bill of goods if that's the case, because this was the team built specifically to beat the Golden State Warriors. This was a team that could score. It was a team that could play defense. Person for person, when you look, P.J. Tucker, Draymond Green, James Harden, Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Klay Thompson. I mean, Trevor Ariza, nobody's guarding Kevin Durant. But this was the team, supposedly, that was built and did it in the regular season. Remember, last game, it was all equal. Everybody played that was on both teams. Rockets won. Clint Capella told us, we're better than them. If that's not the case, then we've been sold a bill of goods.
Here's my final take on that, and I'll let you guys have it for the rest of the show. Will there possibly come a point in time where James Harden may have to play the second role or the third role? Perhaps. I think it happens to a lot of players. I just think it's premature to do that now unless the player is LeBron. Okay? If it's LeBron that you're signing, he might just have to swallow it. Now, how well he swallows it, that who knows? But he's going to have to, if you're the Houston Rockets, there's no shame in saying we're still going to build around James Harden. We're going to see the type of players that we can get that make it that superstar-like team like the Golden State Warriors and give this one last shot. I just think it's premature.
It's not over. Because they're too far. The organization's too far in bed with him. He's not going anywhere. I just don't think it's even if he wanted to do it.
Let's say he had so much. Let's say money wasn't an issue. It's too premature to think of other options.
But here's the thing you got to realize to the caller's point, okay? Yeah, the Golden State Warriors are great, but all you're going to see is more of exactly what annoys everybody that's a sports fan, that's a basketball fan, is there's going to be more announcements. There's going to be more super teams. There's going to be more guys trying to gang up with other guys that are friends of theirs to try and create that super team that can compete with the Warriors. Because the other question that you can combat what the caller said was, is do you think if you pulled the Warriors out of the mix, the Rockets would be the hands-on favorite, head and shoulders to win it all? I'm not sure that they are.
Not playing the way that they've
played. No, exactly. And it comes down to how they perform in the regular season. So, do we have time for this?
No, we have a minute left. Jeffrey, I'm sorry, man. You should have gotten in a little bit sooner.
All right, Jeffrey, watch the game tonight. Depending on how it goes tonight, this could be a topic that transfers over to tomorrow. It's way back Wednesday. Have we picked anything? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll come up with something off air.
Yeah.
And have a theme.
Maybe we'll tweet it out.
I kind of like the idea that we don't tell them the theme and make people guess.
Yeah, and
maybe we'll do something like that.
Either we'll do that or we'll tweet it out if we come up with something. In the meantime, guys, before we get out of here and turn it over to the Blitz, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack makes it very convenient for you in Houston to make sure that he takes care of everybody in this city, as we know, with all the things that have gone on and the way he's stepped up. But he also does it with his business, which is Gallery Furniture. He has three locations now to better serve you. He's got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He's got the Galleria on Post Oak across from Dillard's, and he's got the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of one of the three locations that you choose to stop in. Same deals, same customer service, same way of being treated with quality furniture that's going to last a long time, all American made, brands like Stickley with leather and upholstered furniture. Whatever you need for whatever room it is in your house, they're going to be able to take care of you. And what you pick out is what you get, and what you get it is the same day. Order and buy it, and within 3 to 4 hours, it's at your house. The delivery guys are going to be very customer service friendly. You want to move some furniture around. You want to get rid of some things and get it out of the house. They're going to take care of you because they know you're going to come back if they take care of you the right way. So prices are going to be fair. Customer service is going to be second to none. And what they say is what they do, which means buy today, get it tonight. No back order slips. You're going to get quality furniture at a fair price. Great customer service. And the most important thing that Mac preaches is exactly what you're going to get every time you step through the doors of one of the three locations of Gallery Furniture. That is, Gallery really will save you money.